If you've been told to pull up your socks, then make sure it's a pair of TNT socks. The TNT shop is now open at tntradio.live. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT, with Joseph Arthur and his Technicolor Dreamcast.
Welcome to Joseph Arthur's Technicolor Dreamcast. Christy Hutcherson is the CEO and founder of Women Fighting for America. She is dedicated to defend America from its founding roots. WFFA's focus is to educate, spread biblical truth, protect values and the Constitution, and to expose those seeking to undermine the sovereignty of a nation. She has a strong passion for the betterment of women, the family, and the country. She's a border warrior and just got back from speaking at the United Nations on counterterrorism. Here to tell us all about it is Christy Hutcherson. Welcome, Christy. Thank you for coming on the show tonight. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you so much for having me. And I love Australia. And more importantly, I love the fight that the Australians have right now for their democracy and freedom.
Yeah, it's spreading all over the world. Just for clarity's sake, I'm actually in Arizona, but yeah, this is a Australian proud station that is going all over the world and fighting the good fight, the similar fight to the one you're fighting, I think. Why don't you tell us about it? What do you think of what's going on in the world right now? Do you see a correlation between what's happening in Australia and what's happening in America and the world over?
Well, as you know, there's a globalist agenda. And whether you're in Australia, the United States, or the European Union, et cetera, it all affects us and impacts us. There is a one world government goal, and it is to deconstruct completely freedom, democracy, and the republic as we know it.
And I know that you're a sort of biblical scholar. You feel called by God. And so do you think that this is a sort of a battle between good and evil that's taking place on the sort of battlefield of the political spectrum amongst others? I mean, how do you frame it?
Well, I am a Christian, and there's no doubt that I was called three plus years ago by my Lord and Savior. I worked in D.C. for over 18 plus years. My previous life, I was a defense contractor, led huge deployments within the Defense Logistics Agency, the Pentagon, helped the troop drawdown in theater with Iraq and Afghanistan. So I kind of know a little bit about the military perspective. I'm a military strategist at heart. And so, yes, this is a purposeful destruction of the freedom way of life. My family fled Stalin, and we are seeing a repetitiveness in history right now. We have a globalist elite who have a very clear, precise agenda, and you're seeing it unfold right now all over the globe.
And what do you think their motivation is? I mean, why doesn't everybody just want peace, love, and happiness? Why can't this place that we live in called Earth just be sort of a bountiful, idealistic, beautiful place to be? Why all this conflict? What is their agenda? What's their motivation in your view?
Power, control. 100%. I mean, you have control individuals who want complete control over your life, how you live your life, and what you can and cannot do. The globalist elite have a very clear, precise agenda. And you can see it. If your listeners want to go and really understand what's really going on, you really need to go into the World Economic Forum, the IMF, the United Nations, NATO. They're all intertwined with each other. And you need to read what their actual agendas are. You have the Rothschild families, you have very elitist families who have controlled for a very long time, and they want to control the populace, and they want to depopulate the world because they believe that we are on this trajectory to have overpopulation. So they want to get rid of those individuals in mass numbers, and they want to enact their one world system and one world government.
It's interesting, though, because, you know, when you say they want power and control, the people sort of at the top of this agenda, the royal they, already have a ton of power and control, at least, you know, compared to most of us out here on planet Earth. You know what I mean? So it's not even just about wanting power and control. It's wanting more of it. It's this sort of insatiable desire for more power and more control into sort of almost a satanic level. If we think about things like depopulation and sort of the real height of conspiracy theories of like people having chips and being, you know, every part of their movement and their brain is analyzed, you know, all that kind of, it gets real dystopian at this point because they already have tons of power and control. I mean, at a certain point, if you're Bill Gates, why don't you just enjoy your money? Why don't you just enjoy your life? You know, why, what do you need more for?
Well, they're narcissists, right? So when you have a narcissist population, Bill Gates is a narcissist. You know, they believe that they really fundamentally believe that what they're doing is for the betterment of society when in act, it's not. When I spoke at the United Nations, I was actually really taken back by the first and foremost at the fact that I was asked to speak at the United Nations because I'm not pro United Nations. I'm not pro NATO. I'm not pro one world government. But when I looked at the why, as a Christian, I believe that God wanted me there for a particular reason. That's to see what exactly their plans are. So when you look at the overall arching goal of the elitist, and that is the destruct of governments to go into a one world system, whether it's the banking system, the finance, all of that stuff, the military system, all of that. And so, you know, when I was listening to what they had to say, it kind of boiled my blood a little bit, to be honest with you. If you are deemed a person who doesn't believe in their order, you will be deemed a lethal threat to what they deem as democracy. And we need to be very, I don't want to say fearful because I don't live in fear because fear is of the devil.
Right. But yeah, fear is of the devil.
We really
fears of the devil, but I will say this, just for the record, I agree with everything those guys want to do, just so if they're listening, just so you know, I agree with everything you want. I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
So the United States, we have an intel committee and the United States intelligence community. They every year they put out a threat assessment. So what is the number one threat assessment to not only the United States of America, but also what is the lethal threat to member states? Member states of the United Nations are those countries that are part of the United Nations. And of course, America is one of those. So what was really interesting when I was at the United Nations, listening to what our own U.S. intelligence agencies are saying is the number one lethal threat, because I listen to language matters, words matter. The number one lethal threat is not the fact that this administration has allowed complete open borders to allow terrorists, 174 plus different nations to flood our borders. This is an invasion into our country of mostly 81% single adult young males of fighting age into the country of the United States. So the number one lethal threat to America, according to our own intelligence assessment, is racial, transnational, ethnic, racial motivated violence. That is what they deem as the number one terrorist threat. So basically, when you break that down, it is those individuals who believe in disinformation, what they deem as disinformation. So if you go against what their thought process is, what their belief system is, and what they deem as right information, you're a lethal threat to what they deem as democracy. If you are a MAGA or a constitutionalist, you are a lethal threat to the world. If you are a parent who does not believe in CRT or transgender agendas or pornography being taught to your elementary age students, you are a lethal threat to the United Nations and to the world. And that's a problem.
Yeah, that's spooky. I mean, what does it mean, lethal threat? Like a deadly threat, I suppose. But I imagine that label has connotations that means extreme measures can be sort of justified in dealing with quote unquote lethal threats. Am I right about that?
You are. So a lethal threat is a deadly threat to a organization, a nation, or a body. And this is very dangerous precedent. I actually had Sheriff Mark Lamb on my program earlier today. I'm doing a series called The Storm. It's called The Storm Series and How to Be Prepared for the Storm. And Mark and I, Sheriff Mark Lamb and I, were talking about this today. And even him as a sheriff, they were in a high-level private meeting with our own intelligence agencies and Homeland Security. And they were literally telling the sheriffs all across the country that parents who are standing up and fighting back in these school board meetings because they don't want their children to be taught transgender information or being taught pornography, that these parents are going to be deemed terrorist threats. This is the kind of rhetoric that I'm talking about within our own federal governments. And by the way, this isn't just happening in the United States of America. This is happening across many different countries. We need to be sounding the alarm, and we need to be very concerned about this type of rhetoric from our own governments.
Okay, so when you're hearing this kind of rhetoric, and I want to get into what you spoke on at the UN as well, but is there any resistance? Because my first thought comes into, yeah, that is scary sounding, but when we have sort of Twitter opening up into a much freer platform and people expressing all kinds of views that are opposed to these agendas you're speaking of here, we see that there's a huge uprising in the collective consciousness rallying against this. And that makes me feel much better because when they, if they do ever start to tighten these screws, I mean, they already have in many ways, but if they start doing it more, if they start taking in parents who are speaking out against teaching, you know, elementary age kids about trans stuff or whatnot, and they get taken away or something, I mean, wouldn't we see a huge uprising in America at that point?
Well, you know, you would think so, but the unfortunate thing about America, and I've traveled the globe in the last 3 years. I've been to 30 plus states in the United States. I spent 2 years traveling the 2,000 plus miles of border. I was invited to meet with leaders at the EU Parliament in Strasbourg, France. And I can tell you right now, people are asking, where the heck is America? Where are we at? America, unfortunately, has not had tanks roll through their streets. They have, 9/11 was horrific, Pearl Harbor, but those are the only two major events that have taken place on our soil. And we're kind of spoiled and we're complacent and we're kind of sleepwalking. We are going about our daily lives trying to just survive. And I believe that unfortunately, it's going to take a massive event to happen here on our soil for Americans to wake up to what's really going on a global scale.
I feel like COVID was that, though, to some degree. I mean, I hear what you're saying. There probably needs to be more of a response to this kind of thing. But I do feel like COVID was a sort of tyranny showing its hand, so to speak. And I do feel like there is a consciousness of, you know, a consciousness uprising happening. You know, there is a lot of people like us right now talking about this. There's a lot of conversation of this variety out there. So I don't feel completely demoralized by what's going on.
Well, I'm probably a little less optimistic just for the fact that, again, you know, I've worked in D.C., for a very long right. time. I've been in this movement for a long time. I've been on the border. I've been in the field. You know, I think that America does not understand fully
the danger
of the danger that we're facing. We have, so let's just look at our borders. Let's just deconstruct the borders, okay, for example. Okay. So we have a southern border. We have a northern border. We have actually a West Coast and an East Coast border of the United States of America. The numbers that are being filtered into the United States and given to the American people are first and foremost lies. They're fudged numbers. And so, and this is something I can talk to you about. I mean, I've looked at camera systems. We've got private camera systems. We've got ranchers. There's a lot of things that go into this. Looking at how many people have actually invaded the United States in the last 2 years under the Biden regime. The numbers are around the 18 million mark. That is astonishing, because what they're telling you is somewhere between 4 to 5 million. Oh, in reality, it's around 18 million. And when you look at the individuals who are coming over to the United States of America, you have 81%, and these aren't my numbers. These are the Border Patrol agents and ICE, DHS's numbers. 81% of everybody who's influxed into the United States of America through the open border policies are single adult males of fighting age, by the way. Not the young families and women and children and the UACs, unaccompanied children that you're seeing. These are young male adults of fighting age. We have Yemenis, Iranians, Syrians, Afghanistanians, Chinese nationals, Russians, Ukrainians, who have influxed the border. I have actual video, me and my team, of terrorists on our watch list that have gotten into the United States via the gotaways, quote unquote. We have Chinese nationals, Russians, like I said, militia guys. We have camps that have been set up by this own very government that are spread out through the United States, which I have video and pictures of, where they've brought in these young single adult males who they're training right now actively on our soil. And I work with sheriffs. I work with Border Patrol. I work with marshals. I work with all of these agencies. And these guys will tell you off the record, we are in serious peril. We are in serious danger. And America has no clue as to what is taking place on our own soil and what is getting ready to happen to them.
Well, let me go to an ad. And when we come back, I want you to tell me what the motive for all that is, where it's heading, what the actual danger is, and also get into what you spoke about at the UN. We'll be right back with Christy Hutcherson after these words on TNT.
You should hear what Alan Miller is talking about.
What led you to be quite so vocal at the start of things when lockdowns were announced and everything?
Well, I could believe what was happening in China in January 2020. That's the kind of totalitarian way in which that regime behaves. But what was extraordinary was the speed with which it became a common approach that we could resort to medieval style measures. They had never been even contemplated in the modern era, and they were being endorsed on a regular basis and on an increasing basis by the media and by ordinary people with very, very little reflection indeed. And this was, as we all know, it's contrary to all precedent, modern precedent. The pandemic wasn't. It wasn't any more serious than others in the 20th century, a lot less serious than Spanish flu. That was available evidence for people who were concerned about it. You'd think that if you were going to impose extraordinary measures, going back to a medieval way of looking at things, and disregarding elementary freedoms and societal norms, you would want to look into that.
Alan Miller and today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
When the forgotten poor are suffering and in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, the largest floating civilian hospital in the world, with volunteer medical staff and crew who donate their time to save lives. Heroes of mercy, like these.
Every human being has the right to be treated as human, to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the look in the patient's eyes or the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
We bring hope and healing to one person, but that person belongs to a family, and that family belongs to a community.
Together, these heroes of mercy and friends like you bring hope and healing to those who desperately need it.
Thank you!
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org today.
The Band-Aid has been ripped off. 30% of parents now question the entire vaccine schedule. Lighting the fuse for freedom. TNT Radio.
Welcome back to Joseph Arthur's Technicolor Dreamcast. 30% of parents are questioning the entire vaccine schedule. The consciousness is indeed shifting. Christy Hutcherson is here, and she's talking about the problems at our border and, just telling us about how a lot of men of fighting age are coming through and there's training grounds happening. So who's behind all this? What training grounds? Is this terrorist training grounds? Is this some way to kind of diffuse patriotism in America? What's the motive behind this, and what's going on in these training grounds you're speaking of?
Well, you know, so back in December, we have actively our own personal government under this administration. And I want to be very clear, this isn't political for me. I don't make this about politics. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican, independent, or Democrat. This is about our Constitution. This is about the foundation of America. And we all, no matter what we believe in, should be very, very concerned about what's taking place in our own federal government and what they're actively doing to undermine our sovereignty as a nation and to usher us into a globalist agenda with the United Nations and other member states. And so, you know, I have a little bit of insight because I've spent 2.5 years of my personal life literally traveling 2,000 plus miles of our southern borders. I've been to our northern borders. I've been to 30 plus states and into Europe and other places. Looking at the border very specifically, and you have 174 plus different nations flooding. This is an invasion, 100% an invasion into a nation, a sovereign nation. And the Chinese Communist Party, along with some of our other enemies, are actively working with, I believe, our own personal government to destabilize America as we know it, so they can help to facilitate and create an economical collapse, as well as destabilizing our communities to usher in what they want to do. And back in December, 2 weeks before Christmas, I was doing a border operation with me and my team. And we were down in Yuma, Arizona. Tunnels exist. They're all over the world. They're all over the borders here, and they're used for a multitude of different reasons. But this one particular tunnel that we discovered, I was riding with a dear friend of mine, which is a police chief, Rich Jessup of Yuma County, San Luis County. And this particular tunnel is the most highly sophisticated tunnel ever discovered on our soil. It is in a area of Yuma that has major sensors. There's a lot of technology at this particular sector where this tunnel is being built.
Interesting.
It's four football fields long. It starts in a warehouse in Mexico, and it goes underneath of a gate system that opens and closes with the borders, with our Border Patrol agents. It goes into and underneath of a residential community. It comes up in a home there. And the reason why I'm saying this is because when I saw this tunnel has fiber optics, a rail system, air conditioning, ventilation, electricity, you name it. I'm very blessed. I have an incredible, my background, and by the way, I'm a military strategist. I have incredible military background. You know, when we talk, the Pentagon listens. That's all I'm going to say about that. And I know what I was called to this is because of what my skill set and my team skill set was in our previous life before doing this. And tunneling is one of the expertise that we have. And there's no way the personal federal government did not know that this tunnel existed. We believe that they absolutely 100% were involved in this tunnel. But what were they transporting in and out of the United States with our enemies is my question.
Fentanyl.
And You know, no, I wish it was just the fentanyl crisis. Fentanyl comes through our port of entries. It comes through the rail system and other places. That's not what this tunnel was, I believe, used for. I want you guys to think on a bigger, broader scale. You have small nuclear devices. You have dirty bombs. There's weapons and things like that can be extracted in and out of this country. And then when I see things like this, and we discovered a couple other tunnels along the border during this mission recently. And so I started pulling air traffic in Central and South of America. I also started pulling cargo container ships in and out of Central and South of America. Then I started looking at what Biden's administration had done in Central and South America and Mexico in the last 6 to 7 months when I discovered this tunnel. And this is an intelligence kind of thing. And those individuals who don't play in that sector don't understand this, but I do. And that's what I did. Biden made a deal with the devil for our oil and gas. And that was with who? Venezuela. And that was in October of last year. Venezuela takes money. Most of their money and resources come from enemies like Iran and China. Iran piqued my interest. So then when I pulled flight data, I noticed and discovered in July and June of last summer, there was an Iranian flight that took off from Tehran that was Airs Fars Kashin, F-A-R, Kashin. That is a U.S.-sanctioned airline by our own government. It's a terrorist organization, terrorist airline. That airline took off from Tehran, went to Cuba, landed in Mexico City, went to Caracas, Venezuela, ding, 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 and then landed in Buenos Aires, Argentina. What was interesting about that plane, supposedly there were supposed to be auto parts on that plane. Instead, what really was on that plane was highly sophisticated cyber intelligence equipment. The individuals they picked up in Caracas, Venezuela were 14 highly sophisticated, trained cyber intelligence operatives. The pilot of that plane was one of the board members of that airline, but he was also a high-ranking official in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. When they landed in Mexico City, they met with cartels, plural, leaders. They have training camps where the Iranian Revolutionary Guard right now is currently working in Mexico and Central America, Colombia, and some other places, training from a military perspective in these countries. This should be very alarming and very concerning.
So that's a lot you just said, which was actually amazing. Thank you. That was actually a pretty good visual, too. I felt like I was just watching a movie right there starring George Clooney or something. I mean, like, man, I could have listened to that for another hour. Unfortunately, though, it is horrifying, and you're making me a little less secure of the fact that Elon Musk bought Twitter and people are speaking more freely. I'm starting to feel a little less secure. So thanks a lot for your trouble, Christy. But so am I reading this right? You're sort of saying some sort of dirty bombs, you know, or something's happening here that could be like a real attack. And there's all in this sort of fentanyl thing that we're imagining going on in the border. It's much deeper than that. It's maybe some sort of military grade level destruction plot on America happening before in front of our faces.
Well, it's going to be multiple. You know, I was talking to, I deal a lot with you, U.S. Marshals and sheriffs and things like that across all throughout the country, especially the borders. And they concur with me. Today, I actually was interviewing Sheriff Mark Lamb on one of my programs, and I highly recommend your listeners to go listen to that because it's extremely informative. And yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. So we have currently this administration purposefully, and I want everybody to understand, this is 100% orchestrated, 100% purposeful. This is not incompetence. This is part of the plan. And you have foreign adversaries, Iran, Russia, China, Afghanistan, even Saudi, currently working to undermine the sovereignty of the United States with the 100% full
backing of the Biden regime.
Backing of the Biden regime. And really, it's yeah. Obama. Obama said this best. Obama, I don't know if all of you listeners really, you know, I'm a person who listens to words because words matter. And, you know, we have to tune into what people are saying, actually.
Right.
And Obama
That's
said,
true.
I want to have a third president. I would love to have a third presidency, but from where?
Right.
The basement. The basement.
I remember that. Yeah.
This is really what's going on. If anybody thinks really in reality that Biden, who has severe dementia, is in charge, yeah. you are living underneath of a rock. This is...
I would agree with that.
A lot of, whether it's Soros, Rothschilds, I mean, I could get into all of this. He is a puppet. And shame on Jill Biden for going along with this. I don't know what they have on her. Or the threat against her and her family. But this, Biden yeah. is nothing more than a puppet for what they're doing. And he's the cover for them. And we have to understand what real true. And I understand military strategy. You have to understand that's the world that I play in. So
all right. So what's in that world, what's the end game? So is it create chaos? A dirty bomb goes off. The fentanyl thing goes crazy. The economic collapse is happening. Everybody's frazzled from COVID and half insane or more than half insane. And then what? Martial law comes down because it's so chaotic. I mean, what's the end game here? I mean, create a massive problem that then justifies tyrannical control.
Well, a lot of that, yes. Yeah. So if you look at even what's going on in the financial banking system and you hear Yellen and all these people, what they're doing, and, you know, the FDIC is like, oh, we're only supposed to do 250,000, but, you know, we're going to secure the backers of, you know, anybody over 250,000 because there are donors. We're looking at basically what we call an economic worldwide collapse, first and foremost. America is the last line of defense, right?
Right.
We are yeah. the beacon of hope. We are the watchman for the world. So they know that they cannot implement the last stage of whatever their globalist agenda and their
with
plans
our constitution
are.
In with, place.
With our constitution in place, with Americans who have guns and bullets in their homes because we have the Second Amendment, right? They understand that we have to defeat America. We have to make her fall within. So you're seeing a lot of this rhetoric and a lot of this stuff is distraction to pull America apart, to defracture us. So we're kind of, I kind of equate it to a dog chasing its tail, right? We have these incredibly important issues. You know, I certainly would not want my child learning about porn and transgender and CRT and all of this stuff. So you see all of this fracturing, but really in reality, right. election integrity, I mean, I could go on. But we as Americans need to come under one umbrella and understand one thing. We have to pluck the root. We have to cut off the head of the snake. We have to stop running around. Those are all really important issues. But we need to hone in and fixate on the problem at hand. And that is the globalist elite's pure desire to crush America and to take over our country and then the world as a whole and put us under the umbrella right. of the United Nations, NATO, et cetera. And so how do we do that? We have to stop buying into the rhetoric of racial division and all of these infighting, incestuous problems. And we have to come together collectively. One thing that I tell everybody to constantly do, we don't understand our own fundamental rights, and that's the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And as American citizens, if we would first digest that and understand what our duties are as an American citizen and understand what our constitutional obligations are, then and only then can we fight back against the tyranny that is inflicting us.
Yeah. Well, I'm totally in agreement with you on the sort of, you know, to me, the divisive agendas at play are just as obviously evil as the COVID one was. I mean, you can see straight through them. They're ridiculous. They're so obvious, you know, it's just sort of evil operating in plain sight, basically. But a lot of people buy into it as they did with the COVID narrative. So, I mean, that's a tall order to get everybody to unify. When you say cut the head off of the snake, can you be more specific about that? Like, what would that look like?
So we have to tackle the enemy where they are. And that is to push back against every single unconstitutional order. And I can only speak for America. I mean, this is a globalist movement, by the way. So I don't care if you're in Australia, France, the Netherlands. God love those Netherland farmers. I love them so much.
True.
I met with them.
The best punk rock band that's come out in years. That's punk rock.
But that's
they need to put out an album. I'll buy it.
You know, I look at J6, and by the way, I'm an insurrectionist. I'm on a very elite list, by the way.
How dare you? How dare you?
Very proudly. I wear it proudly.
How you know, dare you?
And I did nothing wrong except for uphold my constitutional duty, right? So that's what that was about. They want to keep us under a thumb and say, we're going to go after you. We're going to attack you. We're going to attack your family. We're going to put you in jail. We're going to confiscate this. But you know what? At the end of the day, if we don't stand up and fight right now, we're going to fight one way or the other. And it doesn't have to be this violent. They're violent. BLM, Antifa, they have these thug guard. I call them the thug guard. We can do this peacefully, but we have to be unified in doing it. And you know, this administration is actively, whether it's the United Nations, the WHO, the IMF, all of these different agencies, this administration has literally sold their soul and our constitutional rights to these organizations. And it's coming. For example, nobody knows this, by the way. So this is one of the breaking news. I'm going to share it here with you guys now. So I do a lot of intel and research. Bank of America, which, by the way, is an evil bank. So if you're in Bank of America, get the freak out. They did a U.S.
Aren't they all, though? I mean,
there's like 12.
Which one's the good guy? I mean, like
the small little nothing banks, the community banks. That's where you need to be putting your money.
Hey, Christy, let's hold this breaking news. Let me go to a quick break. I want to keep them hanging on the edge of their seats for this one. So let me go to a quick break, and then we're going to get breaking news from Christy Hutcherson right after these words on TNT.
De-weaponizing weather with reality and perspective.
Tornadoes in Los Angeles? How can this be happening? Well, it actually has happened before. We've had tornadoes in California. California is not immune to such things, especially when there's so much cold air in the mid and upper levels of the atmosphere. It can produce something like that. But, of course, everybody's saying this is a sign of climate change. Everything is a sign of climate change. We have a tremendous geomagnetic storm going on today. This is raising eyebrows all over the place. Now, let me tell you a little story. In 1976, I was in physics of the upper atmosphere class, and there's a big geomagnetic storm going on, right? And we had this aurora borealis. I think I told this stupid joke yesterday, so I'm not going to tell it again. And if I didn't tell it to you yesterday, you're not going to want to hear it anyway today. But we had a tremendous aurora borealis going off with the geomagnetic storm. So that has happened before. There's a whole bunch of things that keep happening that apparently the media doesn't think has happened before, but they have. So calm down. The atmospheric apocalypse is not yet upon us. If it is, well, I'm going to be the guy that tried to forecast it. This is TNT Climate and Weather Watchdog meteorologist Joe Bastardi asking you to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you've got.
Suck it up.
It's not a big deal.
Snap out.
Just get over it.
We've all heard it.
But if you're experiencing extreme stress, it's not just in your head. It can affect your entire body because toxic stress can hurt us physically without us even knowing it. If you've lost a job, worry about your next meal, or have trouble making it through the day, if you're feeling the effects of stress, we can help. Text STRESS to 211-211 to find a solution.
This is all evidence that the Biden economic plan is actually working.
No.
We are talking about it. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back to Joseph Arthur's Technicolor Dreamcast. I'm here with Christy Hutcherson. She's got some breaking news for us. And you were talking about the fight that we have to engage in. And one of my fears with that is, you know, we play into the division with these political divides. You did say it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, but I do think there needs to be real unification in our country across all these spectrums and all these areas where they've tried to divide us. And we need to fight the battle against the darkness with light and love, if there's a way we can do that. But I don't want to take you down that rabbit hole before getting this breaking news. So what was the breaking news you're about to unload on us, Christy?
So every American out there, you need to be very concerned about what's going on underneath our very noses. So I look at a lot of things, and I do deep dives, and I do a lot of research. And so one of the interesting things, when I looked at the WHO pandemic accord and what Biden administration did with under Xavier Becerra, who is our health and human services secretary. So they did sign away our rights. And there's a lot of back and forth with a lot of constitutional attorneys and things like that, saying they don't have the right. But the way that this was crafted was in a way that it did 100% take away our sovereignty and give it to the WHO. So the WHO can claim that there's a pandemic. And most people think when there's a pandemic, that that has to do with health-related issues like COVID, right? By the way, you're starting to hear Marburg virus has a 50% mortality rate, is very, very serious. But it goes beyond that. So the WHO, the World Health Organization, can also say that rioting is a pandemic. There's a lot of loose, vague terminology about what a pandemic is, which gives them the authority to then lock down or enact orders to the American people to whether it's lockdowns, whether your doctor can give you what you can receive, that you have to get the shot. All of these things will be out of your control. So I'm going to take that a little bit further, not to kind of overwhelm everybody on your show, but this is very important information. So I looked at some patents. I started pulling some patents that were issued recently. Bank of America, literally in January of 2023, this patent kind of goes back to 2020, but Bank of America kind of took it over. And this patent is called the Digital Passport with Verified Data Provenance. Very interesting. And so this patent has to do with a passport of American citizens who are freely engaging in travel, whether it's within the United States of America or outside. And I'm going to read you this really quick, if you'll indulge me. Systems and methods for accurately and securely assembling, storing, and leveraging travel data are provided. A method may include detecting a travel event of a user. Of course, you are the user. The method may include recording the travel event in a travel map that is stored in a database. The travel map may be a temporal or spatial-based record of one or more travel events of the user. The travel map may be stored as a blockchain ledger. The method may include tokenization, sensitive information associated with the user in the database, and calculating associated with the user to the database, and calculating a hazard vector. There's a key word for me, hazard vector. The method may include updating based at least in part of a hazard vector to status index associated with the user. and providing the user or system administrator access to the travel map. So basically, so then I looked at hazard vector. So a hazard vector and the UN, and I'm going to give all of your listeners out there a website to go to.
You also have to explain what that means to dumb people, because all that went over my head. I don't know what a hazard vector, I mean, I'm assuming it's just more demonic control over us, and a hazard vector is this guy's dangerous, don't let him go anywhere. Am I on, is that about it?
No, so a hazard vector, so think about this, let's look at COVID, because that's a recent event that we can get our brains around. So if you had or came in contact with somebody who had COVID, that would be a hazard vector.
Right.
And so whether you had it or not, or whether you were a transfer, what they deem as somebody who could transfer that COVID or whatever disease that they deemed as a hazard to humanity, they would now be able to fully on track you, watch everywhere you're going. So
aren't they already doing that?
Pardon?
I mean, aren't our phones, I mean, we're kind of used to that though. Like we sort of already accept, any one of us that has a smartphone at this point has accepted that we're basically being tracked everywhere we go and listened to. I mean, that's just kind of like life on planet Earth.
So you now are a hazard vector. They deem you as a hazard vector. You've came in contact with somebody who has something that they deem as a hazard vector. Bank of America banking system. Now think about this. So if you tried to roll up to your bank or to a grocery store or to a store to buy anything, they would be able to say, no, we're shutting you down. You cannot enter the store. You cannot buy food, you cannot buy water, you cannot buy gas, you cannot do anything because we've deemed you as a hazard vector. You are a hazard and we're going to shut down your accounts. You can't walk into the bank. So they will have complete control over that. Hazard events. So then when I looked at and I went into the United Nations, by the way, which they have, UN, I want everybody to write this website down. UN, D as in dog, R, Roger, rroger.org, and look at what they deem as a hazard events definition. All of this kind of correlates together. The United Nations, Bank of America, all of this connects. I'm trying to connect the dots so people understand what the whole overarching goal is. There's three different types of hazard events: natural, anthropogenic, and social, socio-natural in origin. And so this is what they're doing. They're also doing this with the healthcare system. Under like Mayo Clinic, for example, they have a new future of healthcare transformation, digital care delivery capabilities. And they're rolling it out. They have a 2030 transformation platform and agenda. And all of this stuff correlates together. And when you start connecting the dots, you understand what they're trying to do. And that is be able to track your every single movement, be able to track your financial movement, shut you down if they deem you to be a threat, whether it's health or other. This is very serious stuff, folks. And this isn't conspiracy theory. These are facts. Everything I'm telling you right now, you can go on either the United Nations, the WHO, our own governmental agencies' websites, and do your own due diligence and find and connect these dots yourself.
And wouldn't this just lead to guerrilla warfare at a certain point? You know what I mean? If they sort of put the hammer down and started, you know, shutting people off from getting resources and whatnot, there is enough people that are awake and conscious talking about all this stuff, sort of prepared for doomsday scenarios. We're constantly bombarded with doomsday scenarios in the media. You know, people are living in states of paranoid madness, basically. I would imagine if these hammers started coming down, that what would happen is just guerrilla warfare in America.
Well, You know, I believe that America, an informed citizen is an intelligent citizen. An informed citizen, yeah, defend and protect, right? The founding fathers did the very same thing. So we, number one, we have to be informed. I don't live in fear. I think fear is the enemy's way to control you. I have bounties in my head. I have full-time security because of what I do. And we have to be intelligent and we have to be educated. But more importantly, I think America needs to understand that there is a way that we can win. This is not,
and what's you that?
Know, the scenario. We have to be armed with the knowledge, and then we have to be given the tools in our tool shed to be able to combat what is coming. And I know for me and my organization, Women Fighting for America, we have pivoted to this very moment to say, hey, we want to partner with you. We want to come alongside of you, and we want to train you on what you need to know to protect your family and your communities. And from a biblical standpoint, that's exactly what Jesus did, right? He told the disciples, there was 12 disciples, including Judas, who betrayed him. But he told the disciples, you don't take your mat, don't take your sandals. What do? You go to a community, you set up shop there, you find a home, and then you preach the gospel from that home. And so that's what Women Fighting for America is doing. We're coming alongside of you to give you the tools that you need to combat, and kind of like a geofence. So in the military world, we call geofencing. So geofencing is a protection. It's like a force field around you. And so we're trying to train you and educate you on how to have this geofence around you and your community. That's what's really needed at this time. I believe the tsunami has been unleashed. America's been asleep for so long. It's going to be very difficult to push back against the tide, so to speak. And from a biblical perspective, I believe in revelations. I know what's coming. And so you already see it with Xi Jinping and Putin and Iran forming the alliance, which is Gog and Magog. But we have hope, right? We have hope that we can push back. I don't believe that we're done with America. America is very unique. We are a beacon of light and hope for the world. We are the bastion of hope. And we just have to rise up and take our rightful authority to push back against the tyranny.
Okay, so how do we do that? And we don't have very much more time left, unfortunately, because this is really fascinating stuff. And there's so much more I want to get into with you. But real quick, how do you reckon we do that? I hear the, you know, the geofencing you're talking about and the work your organization is doing in that realm. But how do people that are hearing this information, you know, at home, what should they do to resist this or to fight the oncoming tsunami, as you say?
First and foremost, get your Bible out. Two, get your Constitution out. If you don't understand the Constitution of the United States of America, my God, you need to read it, digest it, and understand it, because you have to understand what our foundation is founded on, right? Then you can email us, Women Fighting for America. We're doing training sessions. We can come to your community and train you on what you need to do. I call it community fortification. So we're teaching you how to be self-sufficient, away from the government, away from norms of what we do, whether it's water, food supply, ammunition, how to educate your own children, taking back what belongs to us. That's we, the people, right? Because we are ultimately in charge of our own government. So giving you the tools that you physically need to protect yourself, the financials, all of that stuff, silver, gold, getting away from the financial institutions, et cetera. We're training on what you need to do.
All right. Well, Christy Hutcherson, we never even got into what you said at the UN. I mean, if you want to give us a brief synopsis of what you said, because that's amazing that you spoke there. Congratulations on that. And then also tell people where to find you and how to contact you.
really quick, basically, you know, we could get in. Maybe I can be invited back. But the United Nations.
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to have you back. Stuff.
But yeah. Ultimately, you know, from open borders, you know, counterterrorism, open borders.
1 minute left, Christy. 1 minute.
Stabilization. We have got to fight together. We have to unify. We need to stop being fractured. We need to stop infighting within our own party systems. Go to WFFA.win or search Women Fighting for America. Get involved. Text FIGHT to 91776. We will give you the tools that you need to combat the coming tsunami.
Christy Hutcherson, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you tonight. Thank you so much for coming on, and we would love to have you back and get an update on everything going on real soon. Everybody, keep listening. We'll be right back with more on TNT.